Welcome. To That Comic Smell Podcast. With
David Robertson,
Fernando Pons,
Mike Sadaka,
and Tom Stewart.
So,
shall we start?
No, because I've brought I brought along something I bought. I got the Bogeyman collection. The incomplete case files. I couldn't resist that.
I actually came to you.
Yeah.
It was a Kickstarter, week, wasn't it?
It was a Kickstarter. Because, I mean, I've got the first two that are in it. I never got the third one, because that ran in Judge Dredd magazine. And so that was, I don't know, whatever that was, £8 each month for five pages of that. So I wasn't going to buy all of them for a year.
That was...
And then there's a new six-page thing in it, so... I had to get it because I love Bogeyman.
Shit, what was that called again?
What? The story? I've not read it yet.
Oh, bollocks.
I just brought it along to show it off to you guys. Pretty sweet collection.
What was it missing again?
It's not got...
Is it Chinatown?
The Chinatown's in it. It's not got...
Oh, the American one.
Dan Quayle.
Yeah, bollocks. What was that again?
What's that called? Manhattan Project.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Do you remember Dan Quayle in space?
The what?
Dan Quayle in space, Spitting Image.
No.
Oh, that was
a
classic.
I didn't really watch Spitting Image all the time.
Mustn't miss. Data Kill.
That was. I must admit, that was a wee bit. That's good, but it's a wee bit sad, eh? Because, you know, Mr. Grant's not with us anymore.
Yeah.
So it's signed by John Wagner and Robin Smith.
Just don't. I can't.
What about Keith Giffen?
Dedicated to Alan Grant. A wee story.
I can't.
So I couldn't resist that, really. That's a great outcome. I mean, I would have resisted it if there was nothing in it that I didn't already have. But there's two stories in it I didn't have.
So it was worth it.
Very good. But I kind of feel like the Dan Quayle thing would have been nice in there. Well, you know, why not stick that in as well? Well, they say why. But
what annoys me with stuff like that is that you know that that's not there. So then it's another collection that doesn't have all of them together, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, it's good enough, right? They've called it the incomplete collection and all that, but, you know.
Well, it's still annoying.
Yeah, Keith Giffen was...
Yeah, that's very sad.
Two since we last met.
Yeah, three, I think. There was one of the European comic artists passed away, but I forget which one.
Same, that's been really off in my head as well.
A European comic artist, cool.
I'm trying to think. I'll need to look him up.
So it's last we met. It was Keith Giffen and...
Joe Mart.
Joe Mart. Christ, oh my God, forgot that.
That was awesome.
It was awful.
Yeah.
Well, literally, like...
What? I thought, that's it then. We've got all we're getting. We've not had him for 20 years or something, but he's always been wanting away on the next peep show.
That's it.
I hope it comes out.
Oh yeah, the Keith Giffen was...
I don't know if it will. Keith Giffen, I mean, yeah, he never saw that coming. Yeah.
Just tell them I was ill.
God, I even got up. I got up the next day because I just happened to be up late because I've been on holiday. See, whenever I'm on holiday, it's like fucking sleeping goes out the window. I eat nothing but shit all the time, and so it's like 2:30 in the morning, and I'm thinking, I'm supposed to go to bed, and it started coming up.
Yeah, I've seen some of your posts, and it's like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
What is this? What's going on?
I mean,
this man is sleeping. It's not good for his blood pressure.
No, it's not. But you know, I'm stupid. So. But there it was. I mean, that, you've all seen it now, but I saw it in real time. that Keith Giffen, he'd put that on Facebook 20 minutes ago.
The family, the family got instructions from him to do that.
And thought, what kind of joke's that? He sounds like he's dead. I thought, that's bad. I don't know. He was, you know. And then I started looking around and I thought, shit, yes, he's arranged to have this.
Genius to the very end, honestly.
Anything to get out of New York Comic Con.
Absolute genius to the very end.
Wow.
That's funny. That's funny, yes. It was great. But I remember his Legion of Superheroes. I remember his Defenders.
Yeah, yeah.
He drew.
Yeah, yeah, that upset me.
Steve Gerber was a...
I was scared of it.
Yeah. He did lots of it and...
Yeah, yeah.
And then Robo and...
Ambush Bug.
Oh. Ambush Bug. So,
did you ever read The Heckler?
No.
The DC one, that was mad as well. That was kind of in that zany kind of area.
Yeah.
Ambush Bug was brilliant.
Yeah. What a shame.
Yeah. Mm. But there you go, he left behind a lot of good comics.
He did indeed.
About that we will continue reading and discussing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Justice League. Classic.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Omega Men was a big one for me. After in some of those issues, and then eventually being like, holy shit. I love it.
Yeah.
First couple of opening pages, and they're on the planet vegan, and yet they're all eating each other.
That's perfect. Yeah. Yes. And it's very serious.
It's very serious. Yeah. It's like an opera, it's a space opera.
It's very serious, but then it's the vegan planet that eats each other. Yeah.
Planet vegan. That was brilliant. Like, it's the best. That's one of the best openings ever, and it's the introductions of everybody as well. It's so over the top. It's like, it's more over the top than Flash Gordon. Like, it's ridiculous. It's insane.
But at the same time, it's really good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Some of the best, well done comics all round. Like the writing, the art, fucking everything. Unbelievable.
I gave you that bunch of...
Yeah, you did. I'll be forever grateful for it because it's incredible. They fucked up the relaunch of it, like, but it was a good original run, like.
Oh, yeah.
They did a relaunch with Tom King.
Yeah.
Shit.
I thought this was interesting. The Bogeyman... It's copyright 2023 John Wagner, Susan Grant and Robin Smith. Now that's the first time I've looked in a comic and seen any kind of fair copyright information after somebody's passed away or whatever. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's unusual. In fact, I've never seen that ever.
That's good.
But what a great book. I couldn't resist this.
No, so they have that character in perpetuity. Like, it's theirs.
They own it,
huh? Wow. Like, it's not tied to anybody.
They never did it for any big publisher or that. They did it with John McShane at first, but
I never
published it.
I never read why they never included the Manhattan Project. What was it again? Oh, no, I remember.
Look, it was still generally... Well, that was in colour, published in colour, and also it was very dated by the...
Going to America and everything, yeah.
And that was who was in politics at the time. Yes. Whereas all of this is much more just mad.
Yeah.
You're in Bogey's world. It's just great. I mean, to me, it's... We'll say it. It's top 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's top 10 comic.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It's great.
It's amazing.
Do you know how you just have a quick look through and then I just stopped and there he was shoving the guy out the window saying, you're right. This will look more natural anyway. And I just started laughing and I had to stop looking at it because I had to get on with my day. You know, the idea that throwing the guy out the window tied up to a chair was more convincingly an accident than suiting up or what. Oh, God. Anyway, so there you are, guys.
It's amazing.
Fantastic.
You're right.
I don't think we'll see too many scenes like that in this batch.
I can't wait to read the third story, the one that was in... Did you read that, George Dredd magazine, at the time?
No.
No, I wanted to. I was like, oh, new Bogey. I remember standing in the shop going, I can't buy this to get this new Bogey comic. It was like 5 or 6 pages an issue. Yeah. Oh, by this fun.
I can't remember the name of it. That's really bugging me.
Return to Casablanca.
That's it. That's
it. I never read that at the time, and I'm looking forward to reading it.
Oh, thank you for that, because that was going to bug me. I'd have been sitting here like 3 days later going,
yeah.
Is that fucking still like this? 3 days.
Good.
Right, Tom. So, what's the topic for today's podcast?
Comics you can still get in the shops. You can still get in Tesco and Asda and the paper shop. And
I didn't know if you guys have decided on bookshop.
I got three of these in Tesco's this morning.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, am I first?
Yeah, you're forward.
Please, a start.
Did we decide on bookshops or not?
I never went to any bookshops.
Did we leave them out then, or did we include them? Did you include
them?
I didn't include them.
Okay, that's fine then.
At least I bought it. Da.
You went and bought stuff. And
I bought. Well, no, I already bought it. The day that proposed the WhatsApp, I just parked outside my
wallet in hand.
And I had this. And I said, I just bought this today. I'm like, okay. He said, yes.
Well, I've got one in commemoration for another late comic artist.
Yay.
Ian Kennedy did the cover.
Whoa.
Commando.
Where did you buy that?
I can't remember if I got that from the DC Thompson lobby, because there's a wee shop in the lobby that sells them.
Do you go and buy them sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah. But I also, the wee paper shop that's in the Keeler Centre.
Why?
That's the other place I got them from.
I love that that's still there.
I know, I've got good memories of that.
I know, all the annuals on
the
floor. The
annuals,
and then,
that's it. In January, they were in there half price.
Quarter sherbet lemons and an annual.
Yeah.
We've done. Beric Cockles, please. Whilst
so
the guy behind you is going, ounce of drum, please.
there's loads of them in both those places. Although sometimes the DC Thompson lobby shop doesn't always have them in there. But when it does, there's usually a batch in there. But the most likely place is that wee paper shop in the Keeler Centre.
I always want the sci-fi one.
Yeah.
Star Blazer.
There's a mixture of them.
You get some, the odd commando in the sci-fi
story. Yeah.
I always want to pick them up. But I never know where they're selling it.
And I will
Dulwich and Carnoustie used to do them years ago.
Dulwich Smith in our broadcast them as
right.
Commando.
Yeah, but not in Dundee.
But not in Dundee.
Because I went and asked them in there.
Come on, Fritz. Don't get shirty.
Tiger.
Yeah. Well, there's an escape tiger in there. Circus Tiger in the first few pages.
You're lucky we don't just polish you off. I don't want him polishing me off, thank you very much.
Well.
If he gets too boisterous, we will. They might not have been so generous if they'd got us.
Mr. Stewart, the amount of innuendos.
My goodness.
What's going on?
Yeah, you'll see.
You know,
you'll see some in a few minutes.
Revenge of the Sith, but behind the scenes,
uh-huh.
And there's
so
a bit
good.
Where Hayden's got on the Darth Vader costume,
yeah.
And Ian McDermott's there, and he comes out and it's like, oh, they're all he's Darth Vader, and Ian's like, oh, it's a long time since I've seen a nice polished helmet, and he's like,
that's
nice,
like Craig
nice
Charles,
one, Ian, the Emperor does it again,
that's like Craig Charles on Takeshi's Castle. Big black balls bouncing off the shiny red helmet.
Wow.
I think the tank is. I don't know if the tiger is.
Covered Ian Kennedy.
Mm.
The tiger doesn't look like Ian.
The tiger doesn't. The explosions do.
The tank does, I think.
Yeah, but then Ian, do you remember we saw Ian a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he was really wanting to do different things with his covers.
Yeah.
This one will have been... I think
that's 1982, that one, originally.
See, they did first published 1980, but then it could have been a new cover for an old story. They did that sometimes.
Yeah, they did.
You didn't see Ian doing paintings of animals a lot.
No.
So, I mean, I think it is. It must be him. Or they would have said, surely.
Mm. Probably is, like an experimental thing he did.
Well, comic number two. And I haven't played with the toy yet.
No, this is, okay, sorry, I'm catching up. This is because you can buy this in a newsagent, right?
Uh-huh.
Pay attention now. Pay attention.
Still in the shops. Still in the shops. Said like a true fifer.
Good choice.
In the shops.
In the shops.
You get in the shops, eh?
Complete 63-page action story. Tank War. 1939 to 1945.
That's a book you'd be able to get in the shops, eh?
£2.50 for the commando. Oh dear.
Well, every so often I just wander in there because it's just right next to my office, across from my office. So
you're in pretty much all.
No, I just wandered in once when I had some friends pop over and then spotted, because their son was well into DC Thompson comics.
Yes.
And I looked around and was like, oh, look, there's a shop there. And they were selling those wee comics. So I went in afterward and bought a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd been in there before, afterward, looking for stuff. And I was like, yeah, well, you can get comics for here.
Good.
So if you want me to pop in and get you any, that's no problem.
Well, I'll bear that in mind.
Mm.
Because they get advertised on various things online.
Aye.
I think John Freeman's quite good about putting up whatever he gets sent every month. And I see the odd one and go, oh, there's robots from the future or something. I'm like, that sounds good. Sci-fi guff.
Sci-fi guff.
Fancy some of that, robots.
Well, the next one I've got is one I got last year.
Oh, yeah.
It's Batman.
Oh, it's got a car.
Yeah. But it's one of these irritating things where they put sticky tape on it. And you know it will rip the cover if you
get the scissors
try to move it.
Cut along it.
Yeah.
Standing blade.
Or do you want to keep it on the cover?
I'm keeping it on there for now.
Yeah.
But it was an issue with the Penguin.
Boy.
So.
Boy. He's a bad one.
Foul play.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was listening to Tony's podcast, one he did, was it near the beginning of last month? No, one he did in August. And it was about a certain British institution. And I thought, I'll buy this for this podcast.
Mm.
I bought Viz.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, have you got this one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, the very same.
Yeah.
I've not had the chance to have a proper look through it, but there was one bit that caught my eye, the carry-on piss take.
I went through it a wee bit.
Well, Tom, you can look at this one then. The Amazing Spider-Man, the most recent. They've got like Wolverine and Deadpool ones, but that wasn't in the shops when I walked past. So they got this in Tesco's.
Oh my goodness.
Yep, it's another one of those ones.
Good, good.
This is like one of the ones from last month.
Yeah, I brought in that one.
With Solomon Grundy in the front.
this is full of wee ads for bands on tour.
I know, loads of adverts in it.
How interesting. So that's the market they're going for, eh?
One thing I noticed in this one especially, there wasn't as many comics in it. There was a lot of letters pages and everything.
See, on the podcast, I'm talking about how the letters pages were actually one of the most popular things. Because it made the staff laugh as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's very few of them that they have to make up. Apparently a lot of them are sent in.
Yeah.
Which I was surprised at. I thought a lot of them were just made up.
That reminds me, I forgot to bring in Private Eye. They have some interesting letters pages. And the Eye needs it at the end.
Yeah.
It is funny, isn't it? It is funny.
I've got the most recent Beano comic at £2.99, which was quite a shock.
Oh, I thought it was £6. But that was a while ago.
Just a wee while ago. Oh, that's interesting. The artwork suddenly changes halfway through.
Yeah, because it's two different comics. So they've got two comics and added them together.
But they've not.
Not really separated it out.
No, not really.
See, the Wolverine and Deadpool one.
There is a bit there that says interlude ends, but it's so tiny at the bottom of a page. Oh, I hate this shit.
It's probably like the Wolverine Deadpool one, except that you know it because it's two different characters are the main focus. There's that wee dragon thing we pointed out last time.
Oh yeah, but the yeah, it looks like Etrigan.
Yeah.
Like a really weird version of Etrigan. Yeah. I don't know, it's just strange. Is that meant to be Spider-Man as well? Like, he just looks like a fanny.
There is a Miles Morales version of this comic that's out alongside the Deadpool
Miles
one.
Morales, yeah. Shocker's there. Uh-huh. Go in and add at the bottom. He's great. And he actually looks like Shocker. Oh, wait, no. Is it Shocker? It looks like him, but he's got a V on his belt, which makes me think that
there's so many different variations of the same character.
I bet it's not. I bet he's called, like, Voltage or something.
Arsewipe. Dangly nuts.
Very shocking. V. High Voltage.
The Ned.
What the Ned?
What's
in
that?
The kids.
Yeah.
Danger. Danger.
High Voltage.
When we ditch.
Lava! Show you guys of
I'm gonna take you to a gay bar!
Fucking love that band and that song. Honestly. High Voltage is one of the best songs ever.
You guys seen Shift?
No.
It's an anthology that's in W.H. Smith.
Yeah, I've seen that occasionally.
This was one I got last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a website. I've tried to look up a bit about their history, but I couldn't find much.
Suggested for older readers. Richard Starkins.
Yeah. And they do. There's some good stuff there. I mean, and then they published their, like.
I don't really know. Oh, Jeff Senior.
Terminal City of the Bag. And
yeah, it's a new British anthology.
Did they not do the.
Oh, Elephant Man, yeah, of course.
The Brian Bolan strip as well. They did a special of it.
Wouldn't it surprise me, because I think they've got no problem in getting some big names.
Oh my goodness.
The actors and the bishop.
W. Smith, you can get that.
Based on the works of Robert Louis Stevenson. Jesus. Oh yeah. The Actress and the Bishop by Brian Bolan.
That's
an ad on the inside. Oh my goodness. Holy shit.
I mean, it's
that's
quite big.
Quite a page to open it out on.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
I need to get stuck on it in the Smiths, although, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's quite chunky, but $6.99.
Yeah.
This better be the fucking Second Coming of Christ if it's $6.99. Actually, no, scrap that.
Well, it's still
going,
so.
Don't want that fucking Killjoy coming back.
It's still going, so.
I mean, that's good work.
There's so much music adverts in this.
Starkins, here we go.
Motorhead special.
Yeah, it's a lot of ads, eh?
Well, ads for music.
Yeah.
So they're definitely thinking, oh, music people like this. Yeah, good.
What's Starkins? One of Starkins' bigger works.
Elephant Men.
Yeah, it's just Elephant Men I'm thinking of, isn't it? Is there not anything else?
Like, he worked a lot in 2000 AD as well. So
he's done lots of stuff,
like probably the biggest project he's taking care of. He's been more famous for is possibly Elephant Men. I would say.
Yeah.
But he's done many things, because he's done from editing, writing, he's done art, he's done lettering, he's done, I think he's done everything in comics, one way or another.
See his name a lot. Oh, I do not like that. Just big fucking white panels with shitloads of dialogue. That's bollocks. It's also terrible art. That's somebody using Poser. look at that. Ugh. That's fucking disgusting.
That's the thing with an anthology, though. Hey.
Should be ashamed of themselves.
Sometimes it can be hit or miss.
Who was this? Who is this? Tell me your name. Creator Skip Brittenham and Brian Haberlin. Go fucking die.
Brian Haberlin.
And the art by a bunch of other fuck. Yeah, nah. Fuck. Shite.
Someone did not like it.
Absolute shit. Terrible angles, definitely used in poser. Just push. This is
Penguin Special.
And it's taken up like more than half of the book as well. This one's awful. And then just a random dinosaur put in at the end.
We'll have a look at that in a minute.
Push.
I never picked that up and read it.
Oh, Simon Furman, it's your boy.
Yep.
Jeff Senior, art. Yep. I thought the art looked good.
Jeff's good.
Yeah, very good. Tenacious.
Thanking you.
Remorseless.
Jeff Senior was very good with me when I did my Dundee Comics comic.
It's
back. I gave us all the answers.
Good stuff. Have you seen these ones, Tom?
I've got the Beano one. That's one of the other ones I've got.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the Batman one yet. The
cover,
a minute, we'll do a switch over in about 2 seconds.
It's on the toy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
see it here.
It's covered by the.
Change my mind on that one.
I'm curious to have a look at this.
That's like pressing a hand over there. This one here.
No conjugal visits.
Because I noticed you've got the Judge Dredd one as well, so yeah. I'll hold this back so. Because you've only got the... Is it just the two you've got?
I've got Judge Dredd and
2080. So I'll put this one back. This is one of the ones I got from Judge Dredd comic as a handout. A supplement. And it was pretty big in itself.
They used to have that, as an extra bit.
Well,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Richard Nelson.
That is some god-awful artwork.
What was that one? Batman?
Yeah. That is some fucking shocking artwork.
That one's for kids, though, that one.
Yeah, I mean, kids would probably love it, right enough. Batman looks more like... I know that was what he was based on, like the other character I might say he was based on, but like that Big Daddy from Kick-Ass.
Oh, yeah, Nicolas Cage's character, who didn't quite look like that in the comics.
No, he didn't. But that's what it looks like.
Does anyone want to see an arse?
Your arse? No. I've already seen yours.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, nice. Nice arse.
Mums! The last one I've got on me is not so much a comic, but an example of what we've got here that you can buy in most paper shops. And that was the Imagine FX, and it was one of the comic artist editions.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Who's the...
You know, this would be
a
problem.
Comic artist,
it's general techniques,
right,
but
okay.
Quite often they're more sort of digital orientated.
Yeah, I mean that. To me, that's suspicious right away. It's about comic artist, but not anybody in particular. It's like, okay, generic.
Sometimes they have people.
Yeah.
Because I occasionally buy this magazine for my friend Tony in Spain, and
uh-huh.
I buy one or two of them when there's an artist or anything like that
you
like, so why not? But occasionally you get.
Yeah.
Like this one is Terry Dodson.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
uh-huh.
that's someone we know.
Yeah.
But they do have every now and then, you know, well known comic book artists.
Good. Well, that's good.
Mm.
The artwork's terrible, but I feel that kids would love that. I mean, that's the kind of thing I really loved when I was younger. It's like all the wee puzzles and everything in it as well, you know what I mean?
And the toy.
The posters. Dan Abnett. Where'd you get this from?
That was a supplement from Judge Dredd comic.
Oh.
So I brought a Judge Dredd with me, but it's the same one Nando's got.
I saw 2000 AD in Tesco, I was really surprised.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what I buy normally.
They've improved their distribution again lately. Because you get that in the co-op as well.
I got this in Tesco.
And Judge Dredd magazine.
Jesus.
I've noticed in the co-op along there, they've come up with this clever thing of all the... There's a lot of comics for young kids. Very young.
Mm-hmm.
They've got like two rows worth of them, but what they've decided to do is put them all on the top shelf. And all the other magazines are at the bottom.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So I did look at that and notice and go, oh, that's clever.
Yeah, but if you were a kid and couldn't reach that.
I mean, how was that? I guess I was being sarcastic, because I thought, what are you putting all them up there for? Put Viz. Poop Fizz and Hustler down at the bottom where the kids can get them.
See when
Noddy up there.
See when I was about 15 years old, I looked like I was about 8. But still, the people knew me. But they, I went in to order to pick up my edition of Toxic Crusader. Because they did 3 issues altogether in Britain before it folded. And when I went into the shop to buy it, they were like, oh, we've got to check this comic because it looks like an adult comic.
Right.
And we have to make sure it's okay for you to buy it, even though they really knew I was 15 at the time.
Yeah, really. And did they let you buy it?
Yeah.
But they make a big issue.
Cheeky buggers wrote my name on the cover for a start.
Oh, that's...
Is this...
I don't like that.
Who's not seen it?
Which I've seen that.
No.
Yes, good.
So you have seen this as well?
Yep. Right. I can't say I'll be rushing off to buy any of them.
That's fair enough.
Sorry. I'll keep my money. So that was my, do you know what, that was my big insight that I've brought along tonight. The fact that now you go into a local co-op and all the kids' comics are up at the top.
Yeah, they did that in the...
2000 ID, one of the latest issues.
I was trying to think of where it was.
They just magazine, the last one.
This is Sam
I think there's
Slade.
A new one coming out this
Sam
week.
Sam Slade and Judge Dredd crossover here.
So they've brought Sam
Slade
back, or is it a retro story?
Yeah, every now and then they get... The previous issue, they had few, actually. It was the battle special, and there were few all strips or characters and the new versions of it, and kind of. So.
Now look, my eyes are getting lost. I can't even.
Well,
Pete Doherty, what's he done? Colouring.
Is this your reading glass? Oh no, these are.
No,
these are
for
driving. These
are driving. Yeah.
I can see that right away. I don't know what's going on with my my eyes, but they seem to have sorted themselves out.
Oh, good.
Nah, you're getting old.
I don't know what's going on. Because I don't go like that anymore either. No, I've stopped.
And then there'll be a change soon.
Yeah, they'll go worse.
I'll get the other way.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know what's going on. Honestly, I don't know what's going on.
I knew someone that was short-sighted, and then they got to that age where your eyes change, but his eyes changed to long-sighted, so it corrected each other out. So his eyesight was perfect for 10 years until I think he got to 50, and then it sort of becomes all wonky again.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm fully expecting. I fully expect I'll get to some point and go, oh no. But right now.
Yeah, and then you'll taste really bad when that happens.
Yeah, I'll be alright.
You'll be like,
as long as you can reach the tissues
in
time.
You'll be, because you'll be older, you'll be grumpier as well when that happens.
Do you know what? The day that we went to Glasgow Con.
The day we went to Glasgow Con.
I'll get contact lenses.
Years ago.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
When we
saw David.
Ian was there.
Yes.
We went a couple of times, didn't we?
Yeah.
One of the times we were there, I was like stood looking over, and I thought, I can't see that, and I can still remember the moment I stood and went, I can't make that. It was someone across there,
right.
And that was. That was a turning point. That happened at Glasgow Con.
I just kept it to myself. I need to go have my ass tested.
You know, I thought, oh.
Yep.
Well, I kept it to myself.
That was for years ago, actually.
Yeah.
Mine was B&Q. Standing B&Q, and suddenly went, it's down at aisle.
What's that now?
17?
Yeah.
I think.
And it turned out it was 12. I was like, oh, shite.
Nobody's ever drawn Sam Slade like Ian Gibson to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just...
I mean, that's nice enough, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's just...
And it's very evocative of his
like
style
Ian
and
Gibson.
Shape, you know, he's trying his best.
And might as well be a bitch. to have Sam... I always liked that Sam Slade. I liked that every story in... 2000 AD, it was like each one was its own universe.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
I'm not excited by the fact that Judge Dredd is now in the same world as Sam Slade. Have you read this?
Yes.
Now, is this a big... Have they gone through some dimension or something in order to meet? Or do they just happen to live there and they've never met before?
It's just a short story, and it's just... Whether you want to take that as canon
is
or
it,
not, then it's up to
it's
you.
It's just a one...
It's just a
okay,
one
I
short story.
I can live with that.
One short story in the issue, that's it.
Right,
you know,
so
it's a wee... Hey,
they've not got
they
enough...
Met.
They've not explained that.
Don't lie, Nando. It says at the very start, this is now law...
This is
above Judge Dredd, and that's it's canon now.
Okay.
They now live together.
It's canon then. What do you have to say?
I mean, it also says David Robertson should take this as law.
I read it. Okay, that's alright. It's fine.
He
I,
must.
No, he should. He must.
So someone knocks
it,
on
yeah,
Judge Dredd's apartment door, and a nude Sam Slade comes out wearing Judge Dredd's helmet.
Wow. Where is he wearing it?
With a little stogie in between
stogie.
The legs.
Stogie. I loved Sam Slade. I mean, do you know what? I actually want to get the Sam Slade Volume 1.
Get
out! I can find them.
I've got that. I've got Volume 1, 2 and 3.
Now, was it the same as like the same format as the case files? Just, case
no,
files.
The ones I've
got
aren't
the ones
that big.
One.
They're like huge,
yeah. Because I've got the Judge Dredd case
so
files,
the case files yeah.
And I've got the
thick ones. Yeah.
I've got the Rogue Trooper Volume 1.
I got the
and I want the Sam Slade one.
I got Rogue Trooper 1.
God,
two.
It's out of print and it costs a bomb.
Oh really?
The three volumes I've got of Sam Slade probably wouldn't even reach one volume of the case files. They're
that
not
was
that
fucking great.
Big.
Man. Sam Slade back in the day. You know, smoking it and arguing wee cigar line.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just see when you read 2008 when I read it, I was like 10, and it was so funny and clever, and every story was like mental.
Yeah,
you really thought you were reading something that almost was like too old for you.
Yeah,
I mean, it was above your, you know. I just can't imagine being 10 and reading this, looking through it, but I mean. No.
And
it's
in a way,
a
he's another
time.
Bogey reference,
yeah.
Sam Slade.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Humphrey Bogart. I mean, Sam Slade, the characters were great. Dread.
I just think of that one that you brought in.
ABC Warriors.
No, the World
Ace
Cup
Trucker.
One, was it?
Yeah,
with the horrific Japanese robots.
It was for the music episode.
So I wasn't keen on the musical one.
The Ryan Hughes, Sam Slade. That was really different.
I've never read that.
That was really cartoony. I mean, it was really different. At least it was something different. I remember thinking that at the time. I thought, oh, it's not your Gibson.
Oh, yeah,
it's something different, though. That's sort of being there, Kane Gibson. What a boner, eh?
I mean, that's the thing with 2008 just now. Who buys 2008? Well, then people who already... know or have read some of them.
Yeah, the fans.
Because,
yeah.
So they're trying to every now and then bring back some old characters. Yeah, there's a wee bit of that.
Do you buy it every week?
No, I don't buy
yeah.
it every week.
Just
every now and then when I see, oh look, I saw that one, because I said, oh, just read it, I'll get it.
Oh, yeah.
Or the previous one was Battle, and it had lots of characters and kind of remakes of stories from Battle and other magazines, and I thought, well, you know,
remind
yeah,
me, is
okay.
it every fortnight? Is it
every week? Wednesday?
Yeah, it still is every week.
Every Wednesday?
Every bloody week, it says.
And the Judge Dredd is my magazine, I buy every now and then again.
Yeah,
and
that's a month,
that's a monthly
yeah.
one. But then I just buy it every now and then. Christmas, I normally get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'll get late and I'll give it to you.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I know you call your Christmas comics and
is
all
that. Am I getting this wrong? Is that another person that was on your course?
Who's that?
Richard Elson. Art. No? Am I getting that wrong?
Richard Elson is...
Elson?
Is the same artist as...
The Bell.
The other
me.
Magazine that Mike had there.
Yeah, this doesn't sound quite right, but...
Shift
Daniel,
one.
Daniel...
Yeah.
Oh, is that
no,
Daniel Elson?
No,
Daniel
Elson.
I know who you're
meaning. Oh, right, the
I'm
supplement.
I'm not quite remembering
yeah.
his name.
Richard Elson has been working for 2008 for years.
Very,
many, many years.
It's very similar lines and stuff, so that's why I
wonder. It's been doing lots of stuff.
Jim Campbell's, like, Planet Jimbot or whatever, isn't it?
Oh, is he?
I think so. I could be lying. No, I thought that was what right. I mean, it's letters, so that makes sense.
Planet Jim.
Dan Abnett. It's all people that I know. I mean, PJ Holden's the Judge Dredd thing and everything. And, what's him, what do you call him? Richard. Rob Williams is the fucking script. It's all guys that followed us on
that's good.
Twitter fucking ages ago.
Yeah.
Actually, the fucking 2000 AD is full of people that follow us, not the other way around. There's really. Ian Edgington.
Yes. They're a team, aren't they? Those two.
There's really
an Edgington.
Kingdom
yes.
of the Wicked.
Yeah.
That's what I remember. That was a
Caliber
Press. Kingdom of the Wicked. Disraeli and Ian Edgington.
Oh, well, there you are. Yeah.
It was quite a good wacky series. 20, probably 30 years ago.
Is it Garth Ennis one for the Judge Dredd and Robo Hunter?
Yesterday I had a great day.
A great or great?
Great day.
Oh, good.
Once I sat down, I started to reread my all X-Men comics that were from Amanda's house. So
nice.
These are comics that I bought when I was... I didn't realise that the first one I called the Underlord, I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
So 10, 11 and 12, and I had a big... So I started to reread and I thought, I travel back in time.
Misty.
I travel back in time.
Yeah.
Good.
And it's Chris Claremont and Dave Cockrum.
Yes.
The second time he was in the X-Men.
Yeah.
After John Byrne left.
Yeah.
It's from there onwards.
The Brood.
So.
Carol Danvers.
Yeah, and before that was Doctor Doom and Arcade and. You know, the Arcade kidnaps
yes.
the loved ones of the X-Men and then also the X-Men, and there's like always that sort of game, and Doctor Doom is there as well, and that was my first story of the X-Men I ever read, that one in particular.
Arcade?
The Arcade one with Doctor Doom, yeah.
Cool.
And it's Chris Claremont, yeah, it's an atypical one, but it's Chris Claremont and Dave Cockrum and Joseph Rubinstein doing the ink. And then from there, I just religiously tried to buy every single issue that came out. It was very difficult to get them.
Yeah.
Very hard to get by, yeah, but got lots of them.
You did it.
Well,
a lot
I think there's one or there's some missing, but...
Did you get the one with the Brood and Carl Danvers?
Oh, yeah.
Binary,
yeah.
Oh, it was terrific. And the Brood were like alien rip-off, you know?
Yes.
And they were like... It was just alien, basically.
Yeah.
And they tried it on Wolverine.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I love that
story. That
story
was incredible.
Oh,
and so he just like
And that story starts off things. And the story starts like that. He's like there, and he wakes up, and he's just suddenly in this freaking landscape.
Yeah.
And I said, "What's going on? That's not how they were kidnapped. But what's going on?" And suddenly it starts like that. And he's fighting, and he goes to the panel and says, "Have I missed an issue here?" Because I remember I read that the first time.
Yeah.
Have I missed something here? What's... And then you go through pages and pages, and then eventually, that's what happened. And then you go there, and then that, and then...
Mm-hmm.
And it does a recap, and then it also does a flashback. And then and you go, "Oh, my God."
Yeah.
And then in the end goes... "Yeah, he tried to get me, but no." Mm-hmm. His all the skin has changed because
remember he had all the lines all over.
Yes, all of the face and all of the skin.
Because the Brood put an egg in there. Well, they did it to Logan, but of course his power is no the claws.
He's the healing.
So the healing fucked up
the egg
in him, and remember his body was all scarred all over.
Yeah.
I remember going, "Christ."
And then he said, because he also find out that the rest of the X-Men team had an egg introduced in their bodies.
Yeah.
So he said, "I'm going to have to kill them."
Yeah.
Because each egg was a queen that would acquire the powers as well. It would make them Yeah, it's totally mind-blowing for a 10-year-old, and you just absolutely love it. And that was, those stories around the time were just fantastic. Amazing.
Does he kill them?
He was ready for it.
But it just...
He didn't.
Yeah, because those
some people
they managed...
Because the comic had to keep going, so he didn't kill them all.
Fuck that shit.
At least Callum at that time, he was like...
He was on fire.
It was on fire. It was a space opera, soap opera, telenovela, superheroes, all in one. And it was fantastic.
These are good.
I think I can have one of them.
Sour cream and chive pretzels.
What's the ingredients on it?
Yeah, check the ingredients.
Let's open the party rings as well.
No, I cannot. With the cream and all that.
Too open. Things gonna get open.
I did used to eat them though, they are nice.
Yeah, they're very Moorish. Party thing?
No, thank you. That's honestly, that should be good.
Good.
That term Moorish literally just means to have more, doesn't it?
Yeah, Moorish. You want more? Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you think there was something else going on?
No, it's just always a term that I've never taken to at all. These are so Moorish. Is the term that just tasty? I said you really just
want
more
of
them. Like, yeah.
Have
so Moorish, yeah.
Give me more. Moorish.
I think it's because it's only recently that it's been like normal everyday people that I've heard use it as opposed to people that are posh prats a lot of the time.
Oh,
these are so Moorish. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I was like, hey, oh, this is very Moorish. Fuck you!
that's me.
I've seen really
Moorish.
Honestly,
you can't say things nowadays.
No.
You can't say a thing
it's like
nowadays.
It's like when people...
That's what you're saying, Mr. Robertson.
It's like when people say things like, blah, 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 and going forward, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, going forward, that's a good one.
Going forward.
No, we're going backward.
The only thing that's going forward is my fist to your teeth, mate. That's the only thing that's going forward. I'm going to your stones.
Yeah, it's good.
Going forward.
So going
forward,
can we make...
Yeah.
It's a term I've used. And then I've heard myself say it and go... going forward.
It's like, actually, is your favourite word. Actually.
Actually. We've all got wee things we say.
I know. It used to be literally for me.
Oh, God.
I would say it all the time. And I didn't realise I said it. Until somebody said to me, ha ha, that's you saying literally again. You said that like that. And I went, well, I'm never using that fucking word again.
Yeah, you don't even notice.
Literally, not fucking using it.
You literally said that again. Literally. Going forward, could you stop saying literally?
Yeah.
Actually.
It's not very. I don't find that term very Moorish.
Great stuff.
It's me being particular.
Attaboy.
Oh, Johnny Red.
Johnny Red, yeah, that's another one that's a wee.
Apologies, a bit of popcorn just went down the wrong way.
Okay. If you like that.
Yeah, I do.
And if you like the Muppets.
Oh, yeah.
I recommend you to
look
for the Swedish chef.
Oh.
Does
he do popcorn?
There's one in YouTube that's really funny.
I'll look that out.
Somebody's...
Gordy.
It's in the charts again, that. It's been like remixed on somebody's thing. Yeah. It's remixed on somebody's track where they've like sang along with it. And then it goes into like some broken down like new synthy version of it.
Oh.
Where it's like... with like some like...
And that's
why
they
beat behind it.
How did they go?
Stick with it a little bit.
That's exactly how it went.
I don't
need to repeat it because it was so on point how I just did that.
Actually.
It was literally like that.
Going forward, can you make sure...
You're entering a law zone.
Yeah.
Dread demonstrates.
I really like the Sam Slate Dread story. I thought the ending
was
all right.
It's just a one, just two pages of story. That's it. It doesn't mean. Yeah, it's. And the wobble.
Everybody's in it.
Yeah.
All the robot characters turn up.
I also brought that one in.
What?
The Judge Dredd.
Oh, did you? All right.
Yeah. But I spotted Nando had it as well.
Yeah, you know. That was funny.
Uh-huh.
I thought, yeah, that's all
unfortunately,
right.
I didn't
much
see Urbino in time, so Urbino became a casualty.
Every Wednesday.
And Viz.
360.
Oh, yeah, and Viz.
That doesn't seem too
there's
much
only two
to
fucking ones
right.
I bought.
I don't buy every week, I just every now and then I buy.
What do you have, Tom?
I thought David's going next. Have you?
No, I've not bought any.
Have you not?
No.
Oh, right, okay. I thought you were.
I didn't know what to do.
I thought you were wanting to stop. Right.
I went in the co-op and noticed all that, and then I'll mention that.
Here's some holidays.
I thought you were speaking about Arsenal.
Here's some holidays. So.
I thought all of you would help.
It's okay because I never read it.
I split that off from this. Right.
You know, the whole excuse for this.
I got confused.
The whole excuse for this was Heartstopper.
Yeah,
that was the whole reason to try to. And then suddenly, he hasn't read it.
I didn't understand it.
I got it from the library, but it is available in Tesco. And I was like, oh, I'll read it. And I got about, like, I don't know, maybe 20 pages in or something, and was like, oh, it's not bad, I'll come back. And then that was in August.
Do you know what? There's a new one coming out.
Is
there? There's lots of them.
Number five,
there's
tons.
Like 4 or 5 of them.
The kids are all waiting for it at school.
I mean, from what I've read, it's all right.
Oh, okay.
It's nothing special. And it's this. It's really like those big, huge panels and wastes of pages a lot of the time. You know, these things are, like they're just missing bits of page.
No, I wasn't even.
But anyway,
I wasn't even on my radar.
We can do that eventually if you want, but. I mean, it's probably just, I probably should give these back.
See, I thought all of you would have 2000 AD with you, and that we'd all have 2000 AD.
No, but I saw it in Tesco, and I got the Beano and Viz, which you've already seen. This is making its rounds in TK Maxx again.
Kids are weird.
Jeffrey Brown. Which, I mean, I class TK Maxx as a sort of all-in-one store like a Tesco or whatever. I mean, it's not a supermarket, but it's, you know, it's an accessible shop. These Star Wars books.
Mm-hmm.
They're sold in, like, fucking HMV and stuff like that as well, you know.
Yep.
HMV has a lot of graphic novels up.
Yeah, now.
A lot of Marvel, DC ones.
Yeah. But he's went mainstream with this kind of stuff, and... he's got kids' books that have been available in Asda that were all about space.
Right.
Oh, God, what are they called? So, I want to say it's something like...
Kids' space book.
No, something space adventure or something. I can't remember. But they were the most recent kind of ones that came out. And the Neanderthal ones as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I've got one of them.
There was one of them made an appearance in the big Tesco up on the Kingsway once. I think the first one, but that was a long time ago. Because that was when I'd not long really got into them, and I went into Tesco and went, oh, but it was like a paperback version. It wasn't the hardback version.
The hardback one I've got has the pages that look like they're all sort of uneven sizes.
Yeah, same. Actually, a couple of mine are like that. And the Bruins, this is the one before the newest one. The newest one's actually in the paper shop next door. He's got it. He had it sitting out, and now he's got it, like, hidden away. It's on top of the freezer, but, like, in a way that you can only see it kind of poking out, like, here.
He always gets them, doesn't
he? He does, yeah. And they always sell out.
Yeah.
They always sell out. Because I
must do it, he wouldn't keep getting them.
Well, I think he said it himself, because the last time I went in, I said... he's talking about the Bruins, and he went, no, I've sold out. And he goes, a lot of people come in and just put them straight in an envelope and send them to the States and Australia and stuff like that, which
yeah,
I was like, oh, right. He said, it's all the older folk. They'll be like, oh, one for the grandkids. Canada, please. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Clever.
But he's got, there's a new collection of the older ones, the Bruins Andur Woolley mix one, you know, the big hardback ones. There's a new one of them sitting on the shelf. So that's out. But this is the one that came out last year. I got it in the...
I remember that was actually in Tesco's as well. I nearly bought it, actually. It was in Tesco. I had it in my hands. It was in Asda. I'll come back tomorrow. It was in the paper shop.
I ended up getting it in, of all places, a bookshop, but I got it in the bookhouse down in the ferry. But yeah, it's, I just always find it strange, like, going through it and then going, it's new stuff. Like, it's all new stuff.
Yeah, there's new strips. It just always takes me by surprise. There's some old reprints, but the majority are new ones.
It catches me off guard sometimes when I finally realise, like, this is new. Like, it still looks like the old stuff. You know what I mean? You can actually do, like, a side-by-side comparison and go, it's about the same. Like, there's no...
Yeah.
The way it's written, everything. It's great. But, yeah, I mean, that was it, really.
Good.
Aside from that, there was that one that I'd said to you guys, I used to see in Tesco all the time, that username Evie or something like that. I've never actually stood and read it. It was in the recycling centre when we were in the other day, and I thought, I'm going to get this because it's in, it's usually in Tesco, and I haven't seen it in Tesco for a couple of weeks, but it's here, so I'll get it. And then I opened it up and went, oh, this art is trash. I'm a fucking getting this. This is terrible. But it's one of those that just randomly...
I didn't know that at all until somebody that left the school handed in.
One of them.
The forum.
Yeah.
A bunch of them. And I thought,
Never seen this. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of like an Artemis Fowl type thing, except not as well done. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same kind of thing, like tech genius. Young kid.
I think it's good that it exists.
Oh, yeah.
And it looks readable. I've not read it, but it doesn't look muddy. It doesn't look like there's a million things on every page.
No, I mean, it's pretty bare bones, basic
art
that kind of is a bit naff, but it's alright, it's fine. It's readable. I just wasn't going to pay for it.
It's just always interesting to get something that comes to you not through a usual sort of comic fan sort of venue. You know, this was a real pupil hand of the thing.
Yeah,
obviously bought it in Tesco's or something.
Yeah,
you saw it there.
There was also
so good
Dogman, obviously.
Dogman's a car.
What was the other one?
Dogman.
Cat versus Bunny as well?
No, it's Cat Comics Club or something like that.
And what's the other one? The Bunny versus...
Bunny versus Monkey or something.
Oh, Monkey. Ah, Bunny versus
Monkey. Oh, the thingy one. The one from the Phoenix. Actually, the Phoenix.
Yeah.
The Phoenix as well.
But the one for the Phoenix, that you can get in Tesco's. They have the books.
That's Jamie Smart, isn't it?
And Dog... what's the Dogman? Dogman.
And Cat Comics, Comics Cat Club or something like that.
Them, you can get them, the wee books, hardbacks, kind of compilations of it.
Yeah.
At a reasonable price in Tesco's, for example, supermarkets.
That's good.
Yeah. So, all of them are available.
Yeah.
The Phoenix magazine, that's one of the things. Where do you buy it? You only buy online.
W. Smith.
They're an exclusive. Waitrose. Yeah, because it's...
But they don't have it in the Waitrose that's here, the one that's up at Dobby's.
I remember shortly after it came out, I thought, I'll try to get this Phoenix thing. But try going to eBay and putting in under Comics Phoenix and look for that. Okay, how many X-Men comics do you want, you know?
These two. You'll like both pages. Both for different reasons.
I wanted to say the Phoenix was getting sold in Sainsbury's for a while, but now our one doesn't really seem to have like a magazine section anymore. So
no, they don't.
Well, a couple of newspapers, but that's about it.
The thing is, newsagents are disappearing and selling because printed press is disappearing everywhere.
Yeah.
In Spain, it's the same. That's a conversation we were having. Was having with my friend Tony just a couple of weeks ago when I was there, and it's just. there's nothing.
Whereas I feel like Tesco seem to be like increasing their magazines, which is just odd.
Tesco Kingsway, I have to say, they do have a good stock of magazines for all ages, from the newspapers to monthly magazines to kids magazines. There's comics. There's a good selection from that point of view. Goodness, I'm selling Tesco's here. Like I'm doing a promotion or something.
Well, it's, you know,
let's
it's
give us some vodka points.
Well, the McManus shop has the Dandy and the Beano annuals, just to even things out a bit. And probably this.
Morrison's as well.
They've
got them.
The bookhouse in the ferry is selling Cambridge Disaster comics.
They are. They are. I saw it.
So get your ass.
Wherever you are, and comfortable.
Oh,
yeah. Flights are very cheap.
You're... Website isn't loading.
I know.
What's
bastard.
Going on with that?
I don't know. I went and it's dead.
It's
and
like,
I emailed them and went, hey, want to help me out with this? Check this out. No, they're just ignoring me.
It says it's unsafe, which is so weird. It's like, get me out of here when you go on it. And you're like, what? Ah. So I said, no, advance. I'd like to see the site. And it's like, no. Actually, if you say I want to see it, it says, no, we can't do this.
It's gone like, all together. I can't get into it, which I've been wanting to, because my next comics are going to come out. So I went in to update it, and it's just shagged.
Actually,
yes.
What have you been reading recently, Nando? You were on holiday. You must have had some ample reading time.
I've been reading Nightwing by Tom Taylor and Bruno Redondo, because I've read online and also other people recommending that was really good, and I thought, well, I'm gonna give it a go. That's a single issue that you got me.
Yes, I remember. You wanted that.
So I've been reading that, and I enjoyed that very much. I was like, this is good. This is enjoyable. This is
good.
So that's a modern DC comic. What else have I been reading? I've been rereading the Uncanny X-Men, as I was mentioning earlier on.
Uncanny
all the place. But yeah, Uncanny X-Men, so I've been reading that, and it's still going because I've got a massive pile of stuff that I brought.
Jesus.
Several bags all in my suitcase. My suitcase was full of comics. There was hardly any clothes or anything. If someone would go and open, you know, the 20 kilos of suitcase that was, you would find about 3/4 of it was just comics.
Yeah, good.
It's like
big bags of comics.
Mr. Bean with his case with all the tins of beans.
Well, pretty much.
The rest of it was cocaine.
No.
Sir, what's in your bag? Just comics.
Just comics.
Coke.
Yeah.
Counterfeit comics.
That always reminds me, one of the times when I went to the States, and I got a stop, and that was in... Where was it? New York Airport. Passing security, and then they put me through the filter. So, off you go. Take your shoes off, take your belt off, jacket, get the backpack. Look at this. No, don't touch the backpack. We'll have a look at it. Meanwhile, there's a big guy with a machine gun beside you, you know, looking at you like...
They're serious guys.
You know? It was like two. And then the guy goes, I said, oh, you like comics? And I said, yeah. And he goes, what? There's not porn here.
I remember that.
And I said,
No.
But I like comics. And I said, but you're Spanish. You don't like porn. And I said, well.
Cheeky bastard.
And then he goes, yeah, because Almodóvar has all sex in their movies. And you go, well, that we are more liberal in that in Spain, but...
I've just cottoned on, after all these years of you telling that story, what he was trying to do. He was trying to get you on obscenity charges.
Yeah.
After all these years, I never even thought about the fact that he was trying to catch you out on obscenity, because if you had been bringing that stuff in or out, you'd have been done right there on the spot.
Yeah.
And that's why he's going, oh, no porn. Because he's wanting you to say, well, here it is. And he goes, right, fucking take him.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I'm sitting going, shit.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that.
You never thought about that?
No.
After all these years.
I know. I was like, oh, what a fucking prick. Like, I'm going, oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm never thinking about the fact that he's actually going, like, shit. Like, can't do him for anything. There's no tits here. You know what I mean? Like, what bastard.
If you had look on some of the Savage Dragon comics that I had,
that's true.
They would have found some of them.
Yeah, but they were made in his fucking country, so you can fuck that right off.
But yes, because I did have some Savage Dragon comics there. There was one or two. But he didn't browse them or anything like that. So, at the time... So, yeah.
Look at the name on the fucking cover. That says fucking Eric Larson. What is he? American. Get out of here.
I got a Savage Dragon crossover Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic at the Edinburgh Comic Con.
That's a good one.
I still want to read it, though.
Good to see you, man.
Yeah.
Good to see you all, guys.
See you next time.
We'll be in touch.
This is pretty useful.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Get in touch for more links to the podcast, links to buy our comics and more, then go to our link tree at thatcomicsmell.com. And please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Thank you for listening. The music you can hear is by Richter FM and it's the title track from the EP Hibiscus. You can check out Richter FM and this EP on Bandcamp, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Music.